Swamiji has said that knowledge of the Pratyagatma, just even aparoksha jnanam, just of my innermost self, that really is not Vedanta. The knowledge, self-knowledge really is I am the whole. And so I'd like Swamiji to talk about that and also talk about the Saguna Brahma Vishya Dhyanam that Swamiji's been talking about and the relationship of that to this recognition of I am the whole, as opposed to just understanding the nature of the Atma.
Vedanta is one sentence. It has got ekavakyata. Technically, to say that, ekavakyata, one subject matter. One sentence subject matter. A subject matter which is precisely said by one sentence. And that is tattvamasi. You are that. That is to be explained, what it is all about. And then that is explained as the cause of this entire jagat. The cause of the jagat, which includes my body, mind, senses. And so the cause of the jagat is you. There is no other meaning. So the cause of the jagat is you. Tvamasi, you are the cause of the jagat. The cause of the jagat means that it implies the cause must be all-knowing, all-shakti, all-power, etc. How can that be myself? It has to create a contradiction. And it is teaching. It's not just somebody saying something. In a teaching methodology, this is a very important factor that to create a contradiction. It does create a contradiction. How can I be the cause? The cause is again presented as in the form of that cause is, even though it is independent of everything, it is Swarupa, in its Swarupa, Swarupa Lakshana. But there is nothing independent of the cause. So the effect jagat is the cause. This is pointed out. So jagat is the cause. And that jagat includes my body, mind, sense complex. And I look at myself as an individual with certain knowledge and certain limitations. And if that cause of the entire jagat is myself, then there is a palpable contradiction of the limited person being pointed out as limitless. It is no meaning. And it becomes meaningful only because, not because of Swarupa, because the what contradicts is mithya, is not to be reckoned. Whatever contradicts is mithya. Where there is no contradiction, there is no possibility of contradiction, is one non-dual, there is no contradiction. There is only one non-dual self. Now therefore, I understand that I am the whole. From the aham standpoint, Atma is the whole, the cause of this entire jagat. The wave which has understood that I am the ocean, it was told you are the ocean. It has understood that I am the ocean. Because what makes me and the ocean is one and the same, I am the ocean. The ocean is never separate from me. I am not separate from the ocean either. What else you require to be the ocean? I am not separate from the ocean. Ocean is not separate from me. I am the ocean. What is the distance between a wave and the ocean? What separates the wave from the ocean? We ask a person, go and touch the ocean. He touches the wave and come. And he is also right. Another person, I say, then go and touch the wave and come. And he touches the wave and comes. He is right. And the other one who touches the same wave and comes back and tells me I touched the ocean. Then a third person I tell you, please go and touch the water and come. And he touches the same wave and comes back and tells me I touched the water. All the three are right. Somebody should be more right than the others. No. If there are three of them, three different things they do, and one should be more right than the other. The more right is that water fellow. The wave he touched may not be there afterwards. You cannot find ocean without water. You can't find wave without water. And therefore, the fellow who touched the water seems to know that he touched the wave and say, I touched the water. So, tatparya is different. That's called tatparya. And therefore, tatvamasi mahavakya, which is Vedanta, tells me that I am Ishvara. I have to understand the sentence by saying Ishvaratvam is mithya, Jivatvam is mithya, Satyam is one non-dual self. Then I can say I am the whole. Now you look at the other thing, that I am not this, I am not that, I am that, I am consciousness. That doesn't say that I am the whole. You are like a banana peel. You just say this is not real banana peel, it's not real, you throw away. I say that is more real than the banana. This fellow threw away the banana peel. And it is lying. And he came out and he was going for this rotary dinner. And he has got all these new shoes and all, and suit and... And he just ate the banana and threw away the peel. And he steps on the peel. You know what happens afterward. Banana peel. And he goes sprawling down. And banana comes out. I was standing around to ask him, which is more real, sir? Banana or the peel? Now do you realize which is more real? Sometimes banana peel is more real. If all that is there underground in New York comes out, you will understand the reality much more better. You don't need to see the reality. You will smell everywhere. And therefore, this banana peel thinking, I don't say is Vedanta. I am the whole for which you must present the cause. The whole Vedanta does that. Yato va imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat prayanti abhisambhishanti, tad vijignasasva tad brahmeti. That itself tells the mithya. That itself tells. But they don't allow you to commit mistake and omit. And therefore the Shastra tells Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. And therefore, to just say your consciousness is wrong and it doesn't really help anybody. In fact, it may damage, and modern psychologists do say it damages. So they think wrongly about Vedanta, they understand this is Vedanta, and therefore they all write, left and right, that it is a denial, it is dissociation. They write articles, I have read all of them. Missionaries, writing articles, debunking Vedanta. And because there is dissociation. And that is true also. What they write is true. But that's not Vedanta. And therefore whoever teaches that way also is not doing any help to anybody or to Vedanta tradition also, both. You don't get anywhere. You have to create that contradiction, and then the resolution of the contradiction in the form of Satyam Mithya, and therefore I am the whole, because I am Satyam, and no Mithya without being Satyam. Therefore I am the whole. And Anjun.
Swamiji is stressing now dhyanam on Ishvara to help remove the kind of the erroneous habitual behaviors of just being an individual jiva within the creation. And so I was wondering if Swamiji would talk about that dhyanam and also some of the attitudes just in light of living in the world with this knowledge that helps a person to gain nishta in that understanding.
The world is not separate from the cause, Brahman, and which is Ishvara. As a cause, it is Ishvara. We have to understand that. Then, in day-to-day life, that Ishvara alone you are dealing with, Vyavaharika. Why I'm emphasizing this? Because the less subjectivity you have, more Ishvara you have. The more Ishvara you have, less subjectivity. And that's the increase of sanity. I don't see any other form of increase in sanity. There's no other way. You have to bring in Ishvara, because that happens to be the reality. So if that is the reality, you have to give the dues. You have to acknowledge, to be pragmatic. To be pragmatic is to be alive to what is. And what is happens to be Ishvara. How anybody can be pragmatic? How anybody can be sane without understanding what is? Without relating to what is? So each one projects oneself into the world, one's own idea, not only to the world, to oneself also, and lives in his own cocoon of thoughts. There's no sanity.
How to break out of that cocoon, Swamiji?
That's what I say, that you have to accept this is a cocoon. And understanding the Ishvara's creation, this cocoon is a possibility. First accept it, then that gives you thumb space. Then afterwards we can work on it. Today we will leave it here. We will come out of cocoon tomorrow.
Thank you, Swamiji.